Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you remember from last week, Jesus makes a distinction between his disciples and the world. He says, "Ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joyfulness." All right? So Jesus makes a distinction between the world, who rejoice at his death, and the disciples, who are filled with sorrow over it. Jesus kind of does the same thing here in John chapter 16 when he is talking about the work of the Holy Ghost. He says, "Listen, I've been telling you all these things about my suffering and death. And because I've said these things to you, instead of asking the right questions, sorrow hath filled your heart and ground you to a halt. But listen to me," he says. "Listen, it is to your advantage," which is what expedient means, all right? "It is expedient for you. It is to your benefit, your advantage, that I go away. Because if I don't go away, the Holy Ghost will not come. But if I go away, I will send him to you." So Jesus is trying to tell these grief-stricken disciples to lift up their minds and think for a moment about the great advantage that will come to them because Jesus goes to the Father. The Holy Ghost will be sent. Now, the minute he says this, he shifts into first one gear, then to the other. And the first thing that he says is, what the Holy Ghost will do in the world to the world. All right? And he says this. He says that when he is come, he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. All right, let me try to make that as plain as I possibly can. The work of the Holy Spirit to the world is to bring the world under conviction so that the world may know that it lies in sin and in guilt because of sin. So the first thing, the Holy Ghost is interested in telling the unbeliever in the world that you are in sin, and the biggest of your sins is your unbelief. The fact that you do not believe in Jesus, that's the worst sin, because it's the one that keeps you from being saved. Right? All your other sins, the minute that you come to faith in Jesus, they're all washed away. But when you cling to unbelief, you guarantee eternal damnation to yourself. So the first thing, the Holy Ghost is going to convict the world of sin. The second thing, the Holy Ghost is going to convict the world of righteousness. Because I go to the Father and you see me no more. What does that mean? It means Jesus, listen to me now, listen. Jesus is the only righteous thing that any human being has ever seen. Oh, that's a little extreme. Listen to me. Every human being born according to the course of nature is conceived and born in sin. And even our best good works, from an earthly standpoint, are filled with wickedness. Don't take my word for it. The Bible says, all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. That is, when you have done the best that you can do, say, I am only an unworthy servant because I've only done what I was required to do. Right? None of us, especially not the world lost and condemned in sin, can look around and say, here is righteousness, the only righteous thing that anybody's ever seen, has ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of God. And there is no righteousness that avails before God except the righteousness of Jesus, which the world will have nothing to do with, but which Christian believers receive as a free gift. The righteousness of Jesus is given to you. It is put upon you like a pair of clothing. And you are clothed in Christ's righteousness when you believe in Him. His righteousness makes you acceptable to God. But since the world refuses to receive Jesus, the world insists on remaining in its sins, the world has no righteousness of its own with which to stand before God. And finally, the Holy Ghost is meant to convict the world of judgment because Jesus says the prince of this world is judged. All right. In this world, you either belong to Jesus or you belong to the devil. Again, don't take my word for it. I'm just telling you what the Bible clearly teaches. You are either free in Jesus Christ or you are in captivity to the devil. He laid claim and captured the human race when he led our first parents into sin in the Garden of Eden. Every one of us is conceived and born in sin and guilt, and we are therefore captive in the devil's kingdom. Unless we are redeemed and delivered by Jesus Christ. So it's not like many people like to think. You know, there's the godly people, the wicked people, and all the people in the middle. No, you are either under the lordship of Jesus Christ, or you are under the lordship of the devil. And that means, if your Lord is defeated, you are going to go down with him. Jesus says, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. That means Satan, whom Jesus calls the prince of this world, the ruler of this world, he is judged. How is he judged? When Jesus suffers and dies on the cross, he utterly defeats the devil and wins salvation in the most unlikely of ways. And so, the devil is judged and condemned in the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Now, if the ruler of this world is judged and condemned, what happens then to all those people who refuse to come to the light, who refuse to come to the gracious invitation and supper of God Almighty, who refuse to believe in Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. Well, as goes your Lord, so go you. If your Lord ascends to heaven and sits on the right hand of God, it's a piece of cake for you. But if your Lord gets condemned to the lake of fire which burneth forever and ever, well, it ain't a piece of cake for you. All right? And so, the Holy Ghost will convict the world. All right? You are in sin. You have no righteousness, and you're heading for the lake of fire. That's the Holy Ghost's message to the world in its sin. But the real message of the Holy Ghost is the message that our Lord begins to speak about now in the Holy Christian Church. Jesus says, I still have so many things that I have to tell you, but you can't handle it now. Right? You can't handle it. I have so much that I still have to say, but you can't bear it now. Howbeit, however, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. He will glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine and shall show it unto you. All right, now, what's He saying here? Jesus is saying that the great advantage for the Christian church is that the Holy Ghost empowers the preaching and the mission of the church by giving us all of the truth, by finishing the work of Jesus, and by guiding us into the whole truth. Jesus said, you guys can't handle it now, but I still have so much to tell you. When the Holy Ghost comes, He will close the gap. All right? He will reveal all truth to you, for He shall not speak of Himself, but what He hears Me and the Father say, He will declare to you. He will show you things to come, and He will glorify Me because He will take what's Mine and give it to you. How did the Holy Ghost do this? The Holy Ghost did this by inspiring the preaching of the holy apostles, so that when they preached the Word of God to the world, their preaching of the law brought the world under conviction, and their preaching of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, inspired and anointed by the Holy Ghost, when they preached the gospel, souls were saved and brought into the Holy Christian Church, even as it is to this day. And in the power of the Holy Ghost, under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, the New Testament, the completion of the written Word of God, was given to us, so that now, when we read the scriptures of the Old Testament and the scriptures of the New Testament, we are reading not only everything that God wants us to know, but we are reading the vehicle by which He Himself encounters us and gives us His gifts. God doesn't plop His gifts on you out of the clouds. You're not walking down the street, heading to the store one day, and all of a sudden you get plopped down with the Holy Ghost, and you're suddenly filled with knowledge. All right? We are not people wandering around with our mouths open, looking up to the sky. But when we use the Word of God, and when we use the holy sacraments which He has instituted, He Himself meets us there in those words, in that bread and wine, in that water. He Himself encounters us there, and He offers and gives to us all of His divine spiritual blessings. So the Word of God is not just information, but it's the vehicle by which God Himself comes to you and encounters you and gives you His gifts. So when it says He shall guide you into all truth, it's not just that the Holy Ghost will give you information that you need. He will certainly do that. But He Himself shall speak it to you as you read the very words of the Gospels and the Epistles. Right? So that when you use the Bible, you're not just taking in information, but God Himself, the living God, who created heaven and earth and sent His only begotten Son into the world to redeem us, God Himself personally talks to you through the words of Scripture. And Jesus Christ personally comes to you and encounters you in the water of holy baptism and in the eating and drinking of the sacrament of the altar. So this is a wonderful good news. And it shows us, number one, the Spirit-empowered message of law and gospel that the Holy Christian Church teaches. We're not teaching something we cooked up by ourselves. We are passing along what the Holy Ghost has given to us. And it has the power. You may not be able to persuade anybody of anything, but God can, and He does, in His way and in His time, through the outward preaching of the Word and the administration of the sacraments. Wherever these things are, there God is building His church. Because God is in them. It's not just information, but it is Holy Ghost given information that contains with it the power of the Holy Ghost to believe. Or as Luther says in the third article of the Creed, I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him. But the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel which He inspired. He calls me by it. So when I use the gospel, sitting in church, listening to the pastor, sitting at home, reading my Bible, when I use the word, God is there calling me, strengthening me, enlightening me, helping me. God encounters us in the good news. And that's a wonderful thing, that God has not left us as orphans to muck it along as best we can. But He has sent the Helper, the Holy Ghost, to do what we cannot do, and to be the power behind the law and the gospel, so that the law will convict of sin and the gospel will create heartfelt gratitude and faith. Amen.